Good morning. Skies are cloudy this morning across interior New York and New England as a warm front approaches from the south and west. We do have a few pockets of light rain showers as temperatures are mainly in the 30s to around 40, but a couple of places, especially in the mountain valleys in the Adirondacks and Greens, have dipped below freezing, and in these spots there could be a little bit of freezing rain, some sleet or some wet snowflakes this morning, but this would widely be the exception rather than the rule. Instead, skies will remain mostly cloudy across the region today. There is a good chance of rain showers across northern New York, the Champlain Valley, and northern parts of Vermont, while the rest of the region will see a few isolated rain showers today, as temperatures on the heels of a southerly breeze push all the way into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. Temperatures will stay relatively mild tonight and generally in the middle and upper 30s with a few more rain showers passing through as a cold front swings by. On Tuesday, a wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will move into the region. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's a better chance of a steadier rain or more frequent showers across the area as highs reach into the upper 40s. More showers around on Tuesday night and on Wednesday as well, as a final wave of low pressure passes by. A few snow showers are possible on Wednesday evening on the tail end of this system, as temperatures reach into the mid-40s by Wednesday afternoon. It'll be somewhat cooler on the backside of this system, with highs in the lower 40s on Thursday with partly sunny skies. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deeper storm, which will develop in the Gulf of Mexico and work its way up the eastern seaboard. Just how close this low tracks to the coast and combines with a storm diving into the Great Lakes will determine our weather for Friday and into the weekend. Right now, it looks like a decent chance of some rain and snow, especially in New England, but perhaps for interior New York as well on Friday, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and on the backside of this system will dry out for Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low is forecast to track south along the California coast, then pivot eastward through northern Mexico for the beginning of the week. A front will move into the southwest, spreading precipitation with it. Some snow is expected to continue for higher elevations, with additional totals reaching over 6 inches in the Sierra and the Central Rockies. Meanwhile, moisture from the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico will combine to produce rain and thunderstorms across the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley ahead of another cold front. There is a chance of localized strong thunderstorms and flooding in these areas. As the upper low pivots, it'll provide lift for increasing precipitation in the southern high plains on Tuesday. Severe weather is forecast along with the potential for flash flooding in these areas, with a slight risk of severe weather in parts of Texas, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees, the dew point 17, 54% relative humidity, calm winds and the barometer at 29.98 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Mesardy and Van Buren, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mid-50s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low, 17, the average temperature, 27, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow. That's the total for the month, which is a half inch below normal. And 42.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 5.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991. And the record low, 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 11 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some mixed precipitation early today, then rain showers with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with the risk of a shower and highs around 50. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with the risk of a shower and highs right around 50. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, good chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with highs in the upper 40s, a few leftover rain and snow showers Wednesday in the mid-40s, partly sunny Thursday in the lower 40s, a chance of rain and snow on Friday, right around 40, and partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s on Saturday and lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.